Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This. I'm not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
Is Early Break with Zip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We'll get to a couple stories in basketball here in a second. Before that, our second segment is always sponsored by Bet's Hybrids. Are the feds out there right now, Bill?
The feds have left, and they came away. Guess what they found?
What'd they find?
Nothing.
Oh, of course they did.
Nothing. They walked away.
You were very confident.
The biggest thing we talked about on Friday, if you remember, is that the rotational crop of soybeans is just a minute fraction below corn. And that's because their soybean seed is so good.
Mm.
It was specially engineered. And Sonny is the one who also did a lot of
Sonny Beck
did a lot of the engineering from years ago.
Yes.
The feds are gone, though.
The feds are gone. Everything is all...
That's kind of newsworthy. It's almost breaking news.
Almost breaking news.
The feds are gone.
The feds left with nothing. They showed up. They had weapons when they showed up. Well, they came and they took computers. They did everything. They walked in. They started grabbing computers.
Said, come on in.
They said, come on in. We're everything's open here.
Nothing to hide.
They left with their heads down.
They did.
The Federal Seed Commission. Yeah, they left with their heads.
If you are curious, Beck's Hybrids, again, the largest independent family-owned seed company in the USA. They're founded in 1937. Beck's Hybrids provides unrivaled customer service and product diversity for both corn and soybeans. A company founded on faith, family, and farming. To find your nearest Beck's Hybrids representative, please head over to beckshybrids.com.
What were the feds looking for?
What's that? Well, they had illegal... They felt that since the corn was growing so high, an extra 6 ears per stock, so that means that their product was producing, which was making the Beck's farmers millions and millions of bonus dollars that they were running through the tax-free app.
With
Mid Plains Advisors.
Yeah.
So they were doing that. So they came in with that, like, how can this happen? How can they be 6 ears ahead of everybody else? You know what? They're just Sonny Beck getting stuff done.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
He has a formula.
He's got to figure it out.
Yeah.
BecksHybrids.com. Okay, a couple quick hitters here college basketball. Yeah. So if you look at the bracket, Long Beach State has made the bracket.
And I watched this game.
Out of the Big West Championship game.
I was remarkable because we flipped over to it. Probably came on about 10:30. We caught the last like 5-6 minutes. It was a great game.
Thursday or Friday, right?
And all these games are in Vegas. I think this was in Vegas also. There's like 4 tournaments in Vegas, which is incredible. And they flip over to it, and there's literally no one there. There's literally nobody at the game.
In the championship game.
There's no one there.
I got to tell you, I was watching the post-game interview with Monson,
yes.
Dan, who we're going to talk about, Monson, Dan, and I noticed there's... And I thought, okay, they must have got out real quick.
Quick exit
the
there.
People must have got out. No, there's nobody.
There was nobody there. It was hilarious to watch. I mean, they're showing like the bottom. There's like 4 rows, and there's 8 people in them.
Why is there nobody there?
There's no one at the game.
Why is there nobody there?
I have no idea. But anyway, it was fun to watch. Tell the story. The story's incredible.
Long Beach State wins the Big West title. They're going to play Arizona in the first round as a 15 seed in the dance.
Yes.
The reason why this is a big story is because Dan Monson, who has been the head coach for 17 seasons at Long Beach State, was informed on Monday he was going to be fired, but he was going to be able to coach the Big West tournament, not expecting to win the Big West tournament. They go on a run. They win the Big West tournament. And now Dan Monson, the fired coach at Long Beach State, will be coaching in the NCAA tournament against Arizona.
He has there's a new AD there. So the young, fresh AD came in and decided that Monson, they needed. Well, now he had several losing seasons in a row.
17 years, though, at the program. Yeah. 17.
It wasn't one of those. Obviously, he wasn't even just livid. He could have been like, I'm out. He goes, no, I'd love to coach the team. And it wasn't that hard of a situation.
No.
But to do that, and then it's like, what if you beat Arizona? You have to almost bring him back. Hey, excuse me.
What do you do?
You have a meeting again? Can we talk again?
You're not fired.
Yeah. So he's going to be the only person that got fired and upped his stock.
That's interesting, by the way.
He's going to get a better job. He's going to get a better job.
Yeah, he might. He's interesting. I mean, I don't think it's a small thing that you lose your job, but you keep working hard. He's obviously did a good job with those kids this weekend.
Yeah.
And I saw that interview. He's a classy guy. And I had forgot. You guys might remember. He was a coach at Minnesota for 7 years. I don't really remember that. 8 seasons, actually. He spent 8 seasons at Minnesota before going to Long Beach State in 2007. So right around the turn from the 1990s to the 2000s, he was Minnesota's
coach. What a great
coach.
Run, though. 17 years.
I know.
Solid.
It's an incredible story.
He's the guy who laid the groundwork for Gonzaga's run.
He did. Yes.
To a national power.
They made the Elite Eight under him, I believe, right?
A regional final.
Oh, yeah, Elite Eight.
Yeah, regional final. 28 wins in 1999.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Then he went to Minnesota. I just don't. It's
yeah,
the,
I forgot
the
that
years
about
passed
Minnesota.
By. Yeah, Dan Monson. So he does say he wants to keep coaching.
Well, he wins the Big West title. He's in the dance, for crying out loud.
Would you? I mean, will he get a good job?
I don't know.
I don't know. 62.
No. I don't see.
If he wins a game, do they bring? I mean, do they say, "Hey, you are back"? Just kidding.
That
we're firing
is a great.
You.
I mean, it's a really good question.
He could get a raise out of that. Yes. He could go from fired to rehire with the Rays.
With the Rays,
won a tournament.
What
game.
Do you do if you're the young AD and they beat Arizona? What do you do?
Hey,
you're
my
in a,
bad.
You're in a pickle.
That's my
you're
bad.
Yourself in a conundrum.
You're in a little pickle.
Yeah, you know, pickle.
Yeah, I mean, because some of the fan base are going to be emotional overly, and demand that he comes back. I'd be fascinated if they win that game. What do you do? Still fire him, probably.
Probably still fire him. Yeah. But it was still, what a great, talk about him having fun. Did you hear him talk after in the interview when he talked about, he quoted
Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah. Who's got it better than me? Tell Jim, I do.
I do.
I do. I got it better than
fired.
Him. I just got fired.
God
and I'm still winning.
Him. Yeah, it
still
was really games. Nice. It was really good of his kids. The kids rallied. They said they did. I mean, that's not an easy situation to be in. You know, you get fired before the season's over. The guy's still got to coach. The kid's still got to play. And they did. Yeah. God bless him. It is a great story.
So
and he seems like a great guy.
Good luck to Dan Monson, the head coach at Long Beach State. The fired coach is in the dance. Congrats to him and good luck to him. Quickly, before I get to break, I want to play this. This is a short clip from Tom Crean. Tom Crean, former Indiana, Marquette, Georgia head coach in college basketball.
What did Crean say?
Was not happy that teams like St. John's, Pitt, Memphis,
Oklahoma.
Ole Miss, Indiana, and Oklahoma opted to not play in the NIT. 16.
Well, I didn't know all
Wait
of those.
Wait a second.
Dude.
60.
St. John's, Pitt.
Okay.
Memphis.
Okay.
Ole Miss.
Okay.
Indiana, Oklahoma. All teams that thought they had a chance to make the dance or just are
okay,
too.
What is the deal? Why did they opt out?
They didn't want to play. And here's Tom Crean addressing
it. Bill, what's going on?
I'm not happy. I'm in, it's You see it in the text line. I lost my mind last night.
Can we enter Tom?
I'm on Crean's side.
So am I.
Here's Tom Crean in his anger.
There's no question about it. I would want to coach. I would want to develop my team. You've got bigger staffs than you've ever had. There's plenty of time for the portal. There's plenty of time to talk to recruits. There's plenty of time to negotiate NIL deals. There's not plenty of time to play. There's not plenty of time to get your players on the floor and give them a chance to get better. There's not plenty of time for guys to continue to play that may never get to play again. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, is absolutely ridiculous. It's each coach's choice. I get it. But if you take away a chance to play the games, to put your team on the floor, let them opt out. All right, the bowl season has it all the time. Let it happen. Who cares? Give your players and coaches a chance to keep coaching and playing, and don't shortchange. If a guy doesn't want to play, go sit down. If a coach doesn't want to coach, go recruit. But there's got to be enough people to put 5, 6, 7 people on the floor and go play. Makes absolutely zero sense.
Thank you, Tom. Tom Crean, everybody.
What? Okay, Jake, help me understand. You're a young guy. Help me understand why these teams don't want to play.
They think they're too good for the NIT.
Give me a break.
Oh, we're Indiana. We're iconic. We got our cool striped pants. We're the best ever. We're not going to play
Why is Pitino letting that happen?
Because he also is a tournament or bust type of coach. It's not right. It's not
proper. You did it too.
Oklahoma.
Good God. Woodson?
Yeah. He said that they after the game against Nebraska, they said, we're not going to the NIT. We're not going to opt out, and we're going to go focus on recruiting, which Tom Crean says that's bull crap. That's bull crap.
I can't believe this. I didn't know this story.
I'm shocked that athletic directors let it happen because the head coach doesn't get to do it. They have to be. It's like, you know, it's like the submarines. You got to both turn your keys. You don't get the, you know, it's a firing a nuclear missile.
Yeah, what the hell? This is remarkable to me. What's going on with this world?
My thought is this. Why is it? I would imagine someone, you know, cause always like Tom was saying, develop your team, coach your team more, get them ready, bring them back. I think a lot of these people are like, this isn't even my team next year. I think St. John's is like, there might be one guy left. I'm getting all new. This is going to be an all new team coming in here next year. I think that's part of the reason.
It is part of the reason. But it's a terrible part of it.
But I cannot imagine that you wouldn't want to. Again, there's a couple.
Don't you want to compete?
There's some couple freshmen on your team that need to play in games. Whatever it is, go play in games. Go compete. Go coach. It's not that big a deal. Oh, yeah, we're going to focus on recruiting.
You don't want to compete.
It's a terrible cop.
You don't want to compete with your teammates? I mean, these are your guys.
You're obviously good enough to be almost in the tournament. You know, this is there's a lot of good teams that make the NIT. They're a quality basketball team.
Bill, when we were growing up, I hate to do that, but did you ever even, that would have been a freaky thing to do. Like, we're not going to play in the NIT. Like, what?
Unheard of.
Yeah, it was unheard of.
It's like, the first thing, it's like, you're going to play, and if you want to play in the other tournament, the NCAA tournament, be better. Yep. Try that one out. Because obviously you didn't do a great job as a coach.
This is pathetic, Jake.
We will get back to this the 7 o'clock
hour. Yeah, I want you to play Crean again.
I will. Yeah. We'll do that at 7 o'clock hour.
God bless Tom Crean. Yeah.
Song of the day and Bill's Thrills is next, an early break on the ticket.
The Gentle Dentist continues to hear compliments from their patients.
I am so glad we found the Gentle Dentist. It is truly pain-free. Not just for me, but I'm so happy my children have had such a wonderful experience. They love the Smile Club.
I'm a business owner, so every minute of my time is valuable. I love that they are so respectful of my time.
The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. Call now. New patients receive a free sonic toothbrush with a cleaning and exam. Call 614-431-3311.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.